Yes, Tyrone are through to another McKenna Cup final. They've won this trophy on 7 of the last 8 seasons, and they look determined to make that 8 and 9. A dominant Tyrone performance in the end with a 9-point win, but they didn't get it all their way in the second half. A wind-assisted red-hand side, well, they dominated the opening half, and they got the perfect foundation after just 2 minutes when Conall McCann struck the ball low to the net when he collected a quick free from Niall Sludden. They added points through Ronan O'Neill and Darren McCurry, and Frank Burns also with a superb score. They're down hit back with scores through Sean Dornan, Connor Poland and Pat Havern, but by the halfway stage, McCurry had 5 points to his name, and Tyrone led by 112 to 4 points. It was a different story in the second half. Down adopted a more direct approach with the wind in their backs. Donal O'Hare coming off the bench, and particularly Liam Kerr with a big impact as a sub as well. And they pulled back scores by from Donal O'Hare, Pat Havern, Connor Poland. They narrowed the gap down to 5 with a Corey Quinn goal. But he finished low to the net following a good move involving Gerard Collins and Kerr. But Tyrone turned the tide back in their own favour. Ross McGarry came off the bench for Down and narrowed the gap to just 4 points with about 7 minutes to play. But Tyrone, after Johnny Flynn was black carded, so sin bin for him for most of the last 12 or 13 minutes of the game. Tyrone, well, they took advantage. Benny Gallen struck a 45. His Achiaran teammate, Ronan McHugh, blasted home a goal 2 minutes from the end. And a third Achiaran man with a score, all-star fullback Ronan McNamee, made it a treble for the St. Davos in that dominant spell for Tyrone. And they won with some comfort in the end. So final score, Tyrone 216, Down 110.